I live now, unaware I live now. I live now, unaware I live now. I live my life every moment of every day, and I'm a happy fellow. I enjoy being outdoors, I enjoy being indoors, I enjoy being in my home, I enjoy being anywhere that I am. For everywhere that I am myself, and I enjoy being me. I enjoy this because this is my nature. This is my allness. This is where I am, what I am, who I am, and I have no anxiety for to be. Only I am. The anxiety that we have oftentimes of what we're going to be and how we're going to be something is something that's rather distressing, and it makes us be anxious for what's coming on, anxious for what's coming up in our life. And we think, I wonder what's going to be next. I wonder how this is going to work out. I wonder how this is going to function in my world. And when we have such anxiety as that, when we have such feelings as that, we're concerned, we're worried, we're wondering what's going to come next in our life. What's going to come next in our world? How are we going to handle our life? And then we come to the realization, I am that I am. All is in divine order, and it is done. Okay. Now, if all is in divine order, then I can just be myself and have fun. I can just be myself and enjoy all of the beauty of being myself, the beauty of living in this body, the beauty of living in this life. I chose this body. We all did. I chose this body as my house, as my vehicle, to move around on this dimension. And this is indeed a dimension, one of an infinite number of dimensions in our life. And I chose this body to move around on this dimension. And I have chosen it to be its original purity and integrity, not what sometimes evolves into something by experience, but what its original purpose was. The original purpose of my body is to be divine, is to be in divine order, is to be its original integrity, its original purpose. Now, the more I can give my attention to the original purpose and intention of my body, the more my body expresses that original self, that original I am, which it is. And as it expresses the original I am that it is, then it is doing everything in a marvelous way. It is doing everything in its fantastic manner. And it is a happy place to be. When I realize that all life and all the world is original and beautiful and fantastic, then I know who I am. Then I know no anxiety can touch me in my life because I'm not anxious about anything. I live this moment. I live joyously this moment. I live with the feeling of peace this moment. I live with the feeling that all is in divine order. All is in right order. All is fantastic. And so, whatever thought comes to me, it's good and very good. And so whatever thought comes to me, I am thinking all is in divine order. I am thinking all is peace. I am thinking I am. I am that I am. I live now. I live in unawareness of my now. But I live in that now, and it is good and very good. It is grand and very grand. My now is a sense of love. It's a sense of happiness. It's a sense of peace. It's a sense of life. It's a sense of joy. It's a sense of being. That's why little children are so easily into that area because they know nothing else. They have not been trained or tainted by the world about them. They just live in their divine self that they are. They are not feeling that the world is going to require something out of them. They live in the idea that whatever comes to their mind, they flow with it. They don't know how to be naughty. They don't know how to be wrong. They don't know how to be evil. They don't know how to be bad. They only know how to be. And as they are being, they are being neither good nor bad. They're just being. And that is an awareness that is something we can be aware of right now. You and me and all of us. I live now unaware I am living now. Unaware I live now. I'm just totally unaware. A child is unaware that it lives now. A dog, a cat, an animal. The animal kingdom isn't taught to be aware of living in anotherness. A dog, you chastise him and you train him, and he will do whatever you want him to do, and he will do it because he loves being with you, because you love having him with you. And so as you love having the dog with you, as you love having the being with you, what are you doing? What you're doing is you're living now. The dog is living now. 10 minutes later, he doesn't remember one thing that he did before. Oh, he may have the whiff, the scent, he may have the hearing, he may have the sight of what he did before, but it's not in the attitude that it was before. It was not in the attitude that it was at another time. It's only in the attitude of it is now. And as the dog and the cat and the animals live in the now, so too we live in the now. So too we live in an awareness. Now, the dog or cat may have the feeling that, oh, that was a challenging situation. I don't want to get into that again. But he doesn't really have that. He has, I like that situation, and I want to be in it, or I have no interest in that situation, and I don't choose to be in it. So what is it that the dog does? He just follows his instinct. He follows his inner bliss. He follows his inner awareness. You and I, we used to follow our inner awareness. We used to be in peace. We used to be in joy and happiness and bliss. But then we slipped away from that when we began judging, when we began using our creative mind in negative and positive ways. And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way at all. We can live fantastically right now. We can live joyously right now. We can live fulfilled right now. I am living now. I live now, unaware that I live now. I live now, unaware that I live now. And the good thing about that is that if and as we live now consciously, we release all that's past, and we look, release all that's future, and we just enjoy the now. As an inventor is enjoying his invention now, enjoying his invention because he has it in his mind as a completed thing. Oh, it may become more and more beautiful as time goes on, but he's living it now. You and I have that same privilege of being the inventor, living our life now and enjoying it 100%. If this is what you'd like to do, and if this is what you are, then go for it and live it now and enjoy it and realize that everything you do is filled with love and peace and happiness and joy and honor and life, because that's all that life is. I live now, unaware I am living now. I have no anxiety to be or for the past. I am now. I am that I am, and all is in divine order right now. This is what life is all about. This is what you and I are all about, and how wonderful it is. Join me in this awareness and this happiness, and recognize that you are that wonder now. I love you. I love you. I love you.